This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning. I'm David First. NBC held a forum on Wednesday with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump that addressed military and foreign policy questions and that raised issues related to 9/11. Tomorrow marks 15 years since the attacks, so for This Week in Politics, we take a look at how our two New York candidates for president responded to the crisis. We're joined by Andrea Bernstein, WNYC's senior editor for politics and policy, and Ed Pilkington, chief reporter of The Guardian U.S. They have been revisiting this history this week, listening to recordings made by WNYC in the days and years following the attacks. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Andrea, on September 12th, 2001, you were at Ground Zero. Then Senator Hillary Clinton was also there. Tell us about Hillary Clinton on that day.
You have to remember the scene that day. And of course, WNYC offices were just a few blocks away. So this was extremely, profoundly disorienting to be in this place where there had been these tall towers. And then in this pile of smoking rubble. When I went back to listen to the tape of that day, I could hear myself gasping and asking for a mask. That's what the air quality was like. Senator Clinton was among the people who immediately noticed that and was talking to the firefighters about that. You know, she gave some remarks that convey, when you listen to the tape, you can sort of hear the exhaustion and the fatigue and the shock.
Well, first, we wanted to be here this afternoon to visibly demonstrate the strong commitment that we feel from our colleagues in the Congress on both sides of the aisle and the very strong support that we've gotten from the president and the administration.
But I think what's really interesting is what happened after, that she became this tremendously forceful and intense advocate, especially for the firefighters and the first responders, who are these blue-collar, mostly white guys. They were not her political base then. They did not support her in her 2000 Senate race. They're the kind of people that would be supporting Trump today. And she went to bat in a very big way on health issues for them.
The work done by Hillary Clinton after 9/11, warning about the toxic air around Ground Zero and a looming health crisis, is not getting much attention during this campaign. But Ed, what does it tell us about what a President Clinton would be like?
I think it tells us two things. One, quite familiar, and one less so. The familiar point is that she became a master of detail very, very quickly after 9/11 happened. And that was right across the piece. She became an expert on air quality, as Andrew's been talking about. She immersed herself in the kind of toxic elements that were in the air above Ground Zero and that went on to cause a lot of respiratory and other illnesses for the first responders and the residents living in the area. But she also immersed herself in the medical science of those medical conditions. Both doctors and firefighters that we talked to recall being incredibly impressed at the time by what command she had of that detail. One of the leading doctors at Mount Sinai said that she was a sponge for knowledge. And, you know, that's become very familiar. It's almost her trademark. Whenever she's confronted by an issue, she immerses herself in the detail. And I think that might be a clue to the second, less familiar thing that comes across. Listening back over WNYC's tapes, she comes across as incredibly raw, incredibly passionate, very, very engaged.
New York is America, and America stands ready to defend what we care about, and that's this city and its people.
Everyone I spoke to made the same point, that one-to-one, she had a real connection with them. Now, this is something less familiar because I think it's slightly got lost in the narrative of Hillary Clinton as a cold, calculating politician who does things for effect rather than being sincere. And that lack of perceived lack of sincerity, I think, has become over the years a real problem for her. You know, maybe the two are connected. Maybe her need to understand a subject so deeply becomes in a way a barrier to her coming across to the public as someone who they can trust and believe in.
There is one part of Hillary's response to 9/11 that is getting a lot of attention in the election. That's her vote to go to war in Iraq. She was part of the large majority in Congress that supported the war. Andrea, what does she say about that decision now, and how is that playing out as she's running for president?
Well, we heard her say it just this week in the forum with Matt Lauer, which has become sort of infamous, the Commander-in-Chief forum on NBC. We heard just say, it was a mistake. I've said it was a mistake.
And I have said that my voting to give President Bush that authority was, from my perspective, my mistake.
It took her a long time to get to that position. In real time, going back to 2002, among the American public and in New York, the war was something, and the idea of war was something that people backed. There was also this very forceful campaign by the Bush administration. You might recall when the former Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, said, you don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud. So there was a very intense campaign of fear going on. This is not to say that there were not many, many people who were very vocal and very skeptical. And Clinton could have heard that at the time. I know that there is a lot of people who feel like, well, Clinton actually didn't support the war, but she was thinking about running for president, so she voted for the war. I haven't seen evidence of that. I mean, I think if you look at her historically, her tendencies are certainly on the hawkish side. You know, she was the one who argued forcefully to go in and for the raid for Osama bin Laden. She, as we all know, was for U.S. intervention in Libya. But she has said very firmly now that's not what she wants to do. She has pledged just this week that there will be no ground forces in Syria or in Iraq going forward. So, you know, she says she's learned her lesson.
What about Donald Trump? He obviously was not a political leader, but his statements about the war in Iraq have been an item of contention. Ed, just this week, he was there with Matt Lauer saying he opposed the war.
I was totally against the war in Iraq. From a, you can look at Esquire magazine from 2004. You can look at before that.
Yes, and as we know, that's not entirely true. It's been shown that he was initially in favor of the war.
Here he is on the Howard Stern Show in 2002.
Are you for invading Iraq?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I wish it was. I wish the first time it was done correctly.
It's interesting also if you look back on his record post 9/11. I mean, to some extent, it might be unfair to compare the two presidential candidates. Hillary Clinton was, after all, a senator at the time, and Donald Trump was a real estate developer. Nonetheless, I think it's quite telling how the two of them responded to the disaster. We've talked about how Hillary immersed herself in the health problems of first responders. Meanwhile, Donald Trump was claiming subsidies from a federal project for small businesses damaged and hurt in 9/11, and he claimed it for a pretty multi-million dollar development he was doing in Wall Street. And he actually got $150,000 out of that federal loophole. It was a kind of loophole in the program how you define small business. I think most people find it difficult to see how a multi-million dollar Wall Street development could be defined as a small business.
Donald Trump was certainly not the only large developer in New York to take advantage of some of the post 9/11 federal aid. But I think it's important to remember what the original intent was, which was to help, you know, mom and pop and small businesses that were desperate after the attacks. And, you know, it's interesting because I also think there's so much that we know about Donald Trump and how he's behaved in some of his other business plans, for example, in Atlantic City and elsewhere, in which he's made no bones about if something was available and I could get it, I would get it because it was good for the business without necessarily thinking about what the funds and the tax breaks and the benefits that he reaped were originally intended for.
Andrea Bernstein, WNYC's senior editor for politics and policy, and Ed Pilkington, chief reporter of The Guardian US. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.